The Atomic Village at Work and Play. You are now at the very heart of Harwell campus, past and present. Behind you is the HQ building, where you may have noticed a historic blue plaque, as well as the RAF insignia on the fascia. HQ was formerly the RAF Harwell headquarters in the 1940s, and later AEA Technology, the Atomic Energy Authority, was based there. The AEA was set up to decommission the nuclear facilities at Harwell, making way for a science and technology campus that will provide a home for many more exciting businesses, spanning space industries, life sciences, energy, and the environment. Travelling back in time to 1944, the government created a blueprint for an atomic energy research establishment, and Harwell's site was chosen. The reason for this was that it was simpler to adopt an RAF airfield than start afresh, as it had the existing infrastructure needed, including roads, water supply, and aircraft hangars, to contain nuclear equipment. It was also located relatively closely to the universities of Oxford and Cambridge, the source of many of the experts who would participate in future research programmes. The Air Ministry handed over the site on the 1st of January 1946, and in 1954 it was placed under the control of the Atomic Energy Authority. Sir John Cockcroft, AERE Harwell's first director, was challenged to create the entire nuclear fuel cycle, encompassing new areas of scientific discovery. Later, Walter Marshall, director of Harwell in 1974, commercialised the site, enabling Harwell to open up to an existing array of R&D, engineering and other innovative organisations. Coined in early Pathé news footage as the Atomic Village in the 1940s, and formerly known as AERE, the Atomic Energy Research Establishment, Harwell the site originally belonged to Berkshire before the county boundaries changed it to Oxfordshire in 1974. The site almost doubled the local population, and by 1985, employees travelled from towns up to 20 miles away, employing 6,000 workers across 100 buildings on site. The campus today has given rise to the term the Harwell Effect, where the public and private sector work closely together and are invested in by the government to create an ecosystem of innovation, world-class science facilities, and a place where industries and companies can conduct research, as well as work, connect, and thrive. Exciting crossovers can happen, for example, where industrial diamond technology used for oil rig drilling equipment is now being used to help construct spaceships and satellites. Software mapping technology used to map the constellations in the universe has been used to look closely at how cancer cells group and spread. The cricket ground you can see from this vantage point was formerly the Berkshire Cricket Ground and is still used by the Harwell International Cricket Club today for cricket practice and matches. The Harwell Rounders League also use the ground, and their highly competitive teams battle it out each summer to win the coveted trophy.